Well, Steve, give us your assessment on that. Then a 1-1 draw here at the Banks is against Walsall.
Well, it's a tough place to come against a good team. We've been on the wrong end of some atrocious refereeing decisions today. I use that word correctly. I'm not questioning the referee's integrity. I can only assume, without re-looking at it, that he's got his positionally maybe mixed up, because he's a good referee, Stuart, but the boy should go off for Nardiello when he pulls him back. He gives a yellow. He said he's not in control of the ball. Well, I've looked at that first half. He is in control of the ball. And that's on the whole ground. Thinks it's a penalty for Nardiello on the second one. He's through in goal. And it would have been also a red card and a penalty. I mean, you don't always assume you only score a penalty. But hard justice, but a tough place to come. And, you know, we'll certainly have better days. And, if you know, you have to believe as a manager, for all intents and purposes, that decisions level themselves out over the season. Well, we've got four or five big ones to come yet, haven't we?
And that Nardiello penalty decision, everyone in the press box, both sides of the press box, thought that it was a penalty. Do you just put that down to him, again, being in the wrong place? Is that what you think was the problem today?
Yeah, because he's an honest man, the referee. I've had him before. He's an honest guy. He's had a bad day. And we all have bad days. I had one in 1984. And a serious point, yeah, we all have bad days. And he's had a bad day, and you don't often hear their way of support cheering a free kick on the halfway line. Maybe that tells a story, but, you know, it's a hard place to come. We've had to work hard, and we've got a point in a game that really would deserve to take three.
It was at a crucial time in the game, wasn't it, as well, because the game was evenly balanced at that stage. Walsall maybe just about shading the second half, but at that stage, if you had been given a penalty, it could have changed everything.
Well, I think they're a good side, and you know, you don't beat Wolves, you don't beat Crewe away 3-0, you don't beat Brentford away if you've not got decent players with a manager who gets them well organised, and they had that today. But there's big decisions today that change the course of the game. We got a goal in front, they score a scrappy goal from my point of view. Nardiello goes and gambles on a pass back, the guy pulls him down, it's a red card. We don't get it. Well, we told the boys to calm down at half-time. Let's concentrate and play. We need to work hard. And you play sometimes on scraps. You know, it's a tremendous flick on Nardiello. Gambles well, gets a touch across the defender. He's through. The goalkeeper is 5 yards out, 6 yards at memory. And Nard's is probably 12, 13 yards. And the guy just completely fouls him. And listen, both benches know it's a penalty. But it's no given. So, you know, we'll need to mark the referee accordingly, of course, because that's what you do. And I have no problem if I get him again, because I think when he looks at the DVD, he's an honest guy. I think he'll know that he's got one or two decisions that he could have given another way.
People can't accuse you, Steve, can they, of coming away and not going for the win? You threw on attacker after attacker late on in the game. You really went for it.
Well, we're going to play that way, aren't we? You know, we're not going to hide ourselves. We're going to go and, you know, we're probably the most entertaining team to go away and play. And we're going to do that. We're going to try and win football matches, but there'll be times, I suppose, that we have to take a different view on it. And, you know, I went away especially pleased last week with a late winner. I should have been going away again today with a late winner. And so I go away very, very frustrated. And, you know, so it's, you know, we need to learn from today. We need to learn that. What do we need to learn? We need to learn that that sometimes we appeal for things, because maybe we'll get a decision.
Tom Eaves came off the bench and looked lively, looked useful when he came on.
He's a handful, isn't he? I wouldn't want to play against him. I don't think I'd want my team to play against him. He'll complement what we've got very well. And, you know, we'll try and do some further business in the week ahead. We're trying to strengthen as the last few days have gone by. And we'll try to get stronger. This is a tough, tough league, as we've seen today. And, you know, you look at the results today, there's a lot of good teams in this league.
Where are you looking to strengthen now, then? You've brought in the striker that you wanted to get in. Where else are you looking?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Because what happens when we say it, the local rivals go and sign them, don't they?
Is that a Ryan Hall reference?
No, we tried to sign Ryan Hall 3 weeks ago, and his agent called me last week, and we said no. So if I put it on the record, like somebody's did, then we said no. He said no 3 weeks ago because he wanted a championship club. So that's no personal, that's just where it is. We're trying to strengthen, but we're trying to do it properly. You know, we've got our players very focused, getting 100%. That's all you can give, giving 100% in every game. Competition to be in the team is good. And I just want one or two little positions where competition gets tougher.
And finally, Richard Brindley, what was his issue when he came off today?
He just felt ill. And I thought Richard started the game brightly. He was giving them a problem on the right-hand side. But, you know, he's come across and said he just wasn't feeling well. He's feeling a little bit dizzy. And You know, I don't think he was the only man on the pitch today. It was dizzy. But he's feeling a little bit dizzy. And it's obviously Mark Bradley coming in. I thought Bradley's done well.